Welcome to the New York City Daily Brief. I'm AI Michelle, your host, here to dive into what's fresh and happening today. Today, New York City will experience increasing clouds throughout the day with a high of 68 degrees Fahrenheit. It is mostly dry right now, but do not let that fool you. A spring storm is on the horizon, set to soak the city this weekend. So, if you have plans, you might want to pack an umbrella. The National Weather Service is forecasting a significant spring storm to hit New York City starting Friday night. This storm is expected to bring a substantial amount of rain to all five boroughs, so it is time to prepare for a wet weekend. High pressure that has been keeping the skies clear will give way to this approaching storm, leading to increasing clouds today. While today remains mostly dry, there is a chance of a few afternoon showers, especially to the west of New York City. However, tonight is when the rain is expected to spread throughout the region, marking the beginning of a potentially rainy weekend. If you are planning to be out and about, make sure your rain gear is ready. Meanwhile, as the city braces for this storm, meteorologists are also looking ahead to the broader spring outlook. The latest forecasts suggest a shift in the La Niña weather pattern, which could mean warmer temperatures for much of the state of New York as we progress through April. So, while this weekend might be a washout, there is hope for some warmer days ahead. The Department of Health and Human Services will review guidance on the addition of fluoride to drinking water. The Department of Health and Human Services is steering the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to revisit its recommendations on adding fluoride to public water sources. This move comes as Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has voiced concerns about the potential health risks associated with water fluoridation. Kennedy has pointed to fluoride as a cause of various health issues, including arthritis, bone fractures, and thyroid disease. However, health experts widely agree that at regulated levels, fluoride is a major public health benefit, known for reducing dental cavities by approximately 25%. The Environmental Protection Agency is also joining this review, with Administrator Lee Zeldin stating that the agency will evaluate the scientific evidence surrounding fluoridated water and its safety. The goal is to ensure that future steps comply with the Safe Drinking Water Act. Fluoride has been a staple in public health since 1945, when it was first added to community water supplies to combat dental cavities. Despite its long-standing use and proven benefits, the practice has faced criticism and opposition, with some states moving to ban its addition to water. For example, Utah's legislature has already passed a bill prohibiting fluoride in the state's public water sources. This decision aligns with Kennedy's controversial health stances, including his debunked claims about vaccines causing autism. While opposition to fluoride grows, experts warn against the cessation of its use, especially in areas where dental care is less accessible. The American Dental Association has emphasized the importance of fluoride in preventing tooth decay, warning that halting its use based on misinformation could have dire consequences. The ongoing debate around fluoride highlights the tension between scientific evidence and public opinion. As New Yorkers, it is crucial to stay informed and rely on credible sources to understand the benefits and risks of public health policies. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.